Message number 95. Message of warning to world leaders. Wednesday, May 25, 2011 at 22:00. My daughter, countries all over the world are bubbling under the surface with unrest, both in terms of the hatred being shown by man to man as well as pending ecological upheavals. This is where Mother Nature will unleash the unexpected soon to show man that he is not irrespective of his arrogant assertiveness and control of anything. Man has many lessons to learn. Constant efforts to gain power at the highest levels by those in authority is having an effect on the ordinary man who has to rely on those government and business leaders to look after his needs. The help needed by man will only be manifested when those leaders rule with true love in their hearts for their people. Sadly, greed and a lust for power means that this is not in fact the goal of many world leaders today. God the Father will no longer tolerate your sinful deeds. My warning to those leaders all over the world, whoever you are, is this. Inflict unfair practices and hardships on your people, and the hand of my eternal Father will fall swiftly on those countries and locations within which you reside. He will no longer tolerate your sinful deeds. Hide if you will, but it will be useless. Your weapons of destruction will be destroyed. Your treatment of your fellow citizens will create a situation, whether you like it or not, where you will have to answer to God the Eternal Father. Your moral responsibilities must be adhered to, because you will be judged by your actions eventually. Lead your people with love, dignity, and respect for their physical and moral welfare. Deny your people the right to religious freedom or inflict dictatorships of any kind which forces them to stop or curtail their religious practices in the name of political unity, then you are doomed. Not only will you suffer for your actions, but judgment will be harsh. Any of you who swear allegiance to your people in the name of God the Eternal Father and orchestrates unfair new laws which deny them the right to food, shelter, and religious freedom will face the wrath and the hand of God the Father. The world is suffering now in every country because of dictatorships, although not in places where you would assume to be the case. The world is also suffering from financial difficulties, which makes the vulnerable weaker. I say now to those leaders who have any sense of Christian duty to fight for the right to allow my teachings to influence your decisions, which will have a direct impact on my children everywhere. For those of you colluding in the corridors of power to suppress a multitude of countries in a controlled manner which will affect nation after nation and will lead to hardship everywhere, be aware that your actions will be punished. For God the Eternal Father has been patient up to now in the hope that you would see the futility of your ways. Instead, you have pushed forward as an elite group who considers itself more important than the rest of the human race. Your actions, be warned, will end in disaster. Your allegiance to wealth, dominance, and greed will leave you not just naked and vulnerable, but in a worse state than those you abuse through the misuse of power. The time has come for the battle to rid the world of evil and the rule of Satan. God the Father is now about to unleash many earthquakes, tsunamis, and floods in an effort to make you wake up. Your plots to overthrow world leaders, those in power of religious groups, and to introduce control measures, including a one-world currency, will not be ignored. As you witness now these events unfolding, you will find them impossible to ignore. These events will shake your blind addiction to power. You will wake up to the error of your ways. And when you do, I will be standing, waiting. You will run to me and ask not only for forgiveness, but you will use your love of me to make amends. You, my children, who have a deep underlying love for me, are my biggest hope in defeating evil and unfair political corruption in the world now. Pray for the graces to help you turn back to me. Climate catastrophes not witnessed since the days of Noah. Prayer will, as I have said before, help dilute disasters in the world as it now heads towards a series of climate-related catastrophes never witnessed by man since the days of Noah. The world, as you know it, will suffer so many events all at once that chaos and confusion will be the norm. Why would you allow this to happen? I speak to those with huge political and financial clout who are privy to what is happening behind closed doors. This is your last chance given to you out of a sense of love and compassion to man everywhere to turn now and stop your evil ways, or face the consequences. Your just judge, Jesus Christ, King of Mercy.